Good morning, it's Tuesday, August 4th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, wildfires continue to devastate parts of Washington state, forcing around 60,000 people from their homes. Three major blazes around the city of Spokane remain uncontained after destroying roughly 700 homes, businesses, and other structures. More than 900 firefighters, supported by crews from other states, are battling the flames as dry conditions and high winds fuel the fires. Spokane Mayor Lisa Brown called it the worst natural disaster the region has ever faced, while Governor Bob Ferguson declared a statewide emergency and requested federal assistance. Officials have not confirmed any deaths or injuries, but say damage assessments are ongoing. With hotter weather expected later this week, authorities are urging residents to remain alert and follow evacuation orders. Another news, the United States is preparing to reduce its diplomatic footprint abroad. According to sources familiar with the decision, the State Department has notified Congress that it plans to close 5 foreign missions, including consulates in Canada, Japan, and Indonesia, along with posts in Grenada and Cameroon. The move is part of the Trump administration's broader effort to streamline government operations under its America First agenda. Supporters argue the closures will cut costs and improve efficiency, while critics warn they could weaken American influence and create opportunities for rivals, such as China and Russia, to expand their presence. The State Department has not officially confirmed the closures, but says it remains committed to an effective global diplomatic network. Around the world, mixed messages from Washington and Tehran are raising fresh doubts about efforts to end the 5-month conflict between the two countries. President Donald Trump says negotiations are underway and has described the current moment as Iran's last chance to reach an agreement. Iranian officials, however, insist that no direct talks are taking place and say only discussions with Oman over the management of the Strait of Hormuz are continuing. Adding to the tension, a cargo ship reported being struck by an unidentified projectile near the strategic waterway, reinforcing concerns about global energy security. Despite the uncertainty, financial markets remain cautiously optimistic that diplomacy could still prevent another military escalation. Another news. A drone strike at a crowded beach on Russia's Black Sea coast has killed 7 people, including 3 children, and injured 40 others. Russian authorities say the drone crashed near the resort village of Arkhipo-Osipovka, where tourists were enjoying the summer holiday. Governor Veniamin Kondratiev accused Ukraine of deliberately targeting civilians, though Kyiv has not commented on the incident. Some Ukrainian sources have suggested the drone may have been diverted by electronic warfare before crashing. The attack comes as both Russia and Ukraine continue long-range strikes deep into each other's territory, despite both sides denying they intentionally target civilians. The latest incident highlights the growing risks facing areas far from the front lines. Another news. European leaders are calling for a tougher approach to border security following last week's mass migrant crossings into Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has urged united action ahead of an emergency meeting of EU interior ministers, saying the crisis exposed weaknesses at the bloc's external borders. Spanish officials estimate nearly 70,000 migrants have now returned to Morocco, while the confirmed death toll stands at 72 on the Spanish side and 11 on the Moroccan side. The incident has also triggered political tensions within the European Union after Italy temporarily suspended its Schengen travel arrangements with Spain. Leaders are now looking at coordinated measures to prevent similar crises in the future. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.